On the January 30th edition of WINA's Best Seat in the House, Jed had former Clemson assistant basketball coach Ben D'Alessandro in studio. D'Alessandro currently does basketball previews for thesabre.com and did a preview of this week's UVA-Duke game with Jed.
This podcast of the Best Seat in the House on WINA.com is presented by Churchill Homes, building homes for your lifestyle with thoughtful design and attention to detail. Churchill Homes, quality, integrity, teamwork.
All right, let's talk some basketball, something that really matters in this town. Virginia and Duke Thursday night. The building will be abuzz, and Joey's got a column tomorrow in the Cavalier Daily about building the collegial effect, making it a real basketball house for Virginia and Duke on Thursday night. Ben D'Alessandro back with us. We're going to talk about your basketball school and basketball camps in just a couple of minutes. Let's talk about Duke. You and I discussed Duke during the break. You've experienced Duke teams of Elton Brand and Trajan Langdon and William Avery and Shane Battier and Jay Williams and Mike Dunleavy and on and on and on. This isn't a Duke team with talent at that level, Ben, but at the same time, once again, Mike Krzyzewski looks like he's doing a good job of bringing those elements together, and they continue to improve with each and every game.
I mean, he really sets himself apart when he gets a team like this that can't compare to the teams that, that you know, back in the early 2000s, late 1990s. You can't compare, I mean, athletically. I mean, you're talking about the team you just mentioned. What about the young man who's playing for the Clippers?
Magetti.
He's coming off the bench as a freshman.
He's the seventh on that team.
Yeah, and he's probably the most talented of all those guys. Right. You know, but you know, the reason Mike Krzyzewski is such a great coach is he's had two teams in a row that aren't very athletic. And those teams we were describing before were extremely athletic. Mm-hmm. I mean, Paulus is an okay athlete. No offense to Paulus. He's not great laterally.
Right.
He was struggling at one point and now is bursting with confidence, which I think is a credit to Coach Krzyzewski. But these teams aren't as athletic, and he's changed his style. We were talking before about changing style.
Okay, that was my next question, yeah.
He used to be a straight, what we would call, five-man motion type coach, where he would get guys, and he's got all kinds of, and he's run instructional videos and all kinds of clinics on his five-man motion, which he doesn't run that much anymore. He runs a lot more what we call two-by-two set type stuff, where he's running sets and getting shots in specific areas for specific guys. And that's what I think he does great. He gets guys taking shots, their best shots, and on the best spot on the floor. Mm-hmm. And he can do it consistently. And he's got smart players who still know how to read and have a lot of the motion concepts that I'm sure he still teaches and does a good job doing. But he does it in a different style. And he runs a set or an entry first and tries to get the shot where he wants it first. A little bit more like a chess game for him rather than letting his thoroughbreds fly.
Isn't that the ultimate symbol of great coaching, especially offensively? When you can get a limited player his best shot or get him in the right position on the floor almost all the time, and thus with a limited player who has weaknesses, almost always accentuate his best points.
Without a doubt. And you know what he's always obviously continued is his tremendous defense. He's a guy who understands, he understands so much about, he's such a bright guy. Of course, he comes from the Bob Knight School of Coaching. Right. If you look at Bob Knight's list, I'm a huge Knight guy, okay, you know, as far as teaching the game. And if you look at his list of guys off his tree, I mean, he's got a manager who's a head coach in the NBA. He's got a guy who is a manager who's now a head football job, who was a manager for his team. I mean, and Mike Krzyzewski comes from that tree. And one of the things is that man-to-man defense, which he stuck with. And if you look at the stats, he understands the value of the three-point shot, which is going to be interesting to see this game Thursday. Virginia's the best three-point shooting team in the ACC. The best three-point defensive team in the ACC is Duke.
Yeah.
27%, something like that, they allow. So he's kept that defensive consistency with the philosophy, and now head-to-head he's going to come up against a great guard-oriented three-point shooting team.
They've done a great job defensively when you consider the fact that, as you said, this is not the most athletic Duke team, and they don't have a lot of great lateral movers along the perimeter. How do you slice and dice it Thursday night in terms of the way Duke guards the three? And beyond that, how they match up on Singletary and Reynolds? Who does Krzyzewski, you know, apply to Singletary and Reynolds? How does he match these up where Duke, you know, tries to get some favorable matchups to limit Virginia's best two players?
Well, you know, the great thing, of course, with a team like that is the fact that they defend as a team. So matchups are important, but they do a great job defending as a team. And that means in any offensive situation, usually you don't have more than two or three guys involved in an offensive play.
Mm-hmm.
One of the weaknesses I feel with Virginia is it's usually one guy
yeah.
involved in the play. They do a lot of pounding with the ball, and the level of difficulty of their shots is extremely high, Virginia. If they're rolling, that's great. But because their shots are so difficult, it lends to inconsistency. So a cold night and you're in trouble.
Sure.
And a team defensive, a team that defends so well as a team like Duke, you know, could present some problems, even though they're so talented, the guards at Virginia.
Sure. Ben DeAlessandro with us in studio. A couple last minutes. Last question here. I can't steal all the thunder from the scouting report. That's why people have got to go to the Saber Edge and read that stuff a little later in the week. But an offensive key and a defensive key for Virginia when you're attacking Duke.
Well, I think an offensive key for Virginia, you know, I want to say I think every team, the most important thing offensively is going to be the shots that you take. But I throw that out the window with Virginia. You know, the offense, because the shots they take are so difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You watch the NC State game, JR was on fire, but if you just, the great teams, and this is no smack in the face of anybody for Virginia, but the great teams get the best shots mm-hmm. and get more of them. That's basketball in a nutshell for all the basketball people listening. You want to look, the best teams are the ones that get the best shots and the most. So Virginia doesn't get great shots.
Yeah.
So the key is they got to make shots. They got to make the difficult shots.
That's what they rely on.
That's what they rely on. That's their yeah. bread and butter. If they can keep that going like they've been doing, well, more power to them.
Yeah.
That's tremendous. You know, and that comes down to talent.
Sure.
And momentum and confidence and things like that. But it can go at any moment, you know.
Sure.
So they got to make shots. And what was the other question?
Defensively.
For
if,
Virginia?
If you're playing Duke, yeah.
Well, I guess defensively they've probably got to defend the three-point shot.
Okay.
You got Shire and you got Paulus, who's really shooting the ball great. They are a sneaky offensive rebound team as well, so you got to go ahead and seal the boards off. All the fundamental stuff.
Sure. Last 10 seconds here. How do we find out more about your camps and your school, Ben?
www.bdbasketball.com. We should have the 2007 schedule up there within the next week or so.
Awesome. Thanks for coming in studio.
Thanks for having me.
Well, enjoy the game Thursday, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, just cite your source, Jed.
I always do. Busted as we go to break.
No,
called my bluff in the last few seconds. 7 o'clock hour next. Danny Rocco
Thanks.
Coming up from Liberty. Stay with us.